Honey, could you help me wash the dishes? You want me to wash the dishes? How many times have I washed the dishes already for you? Are you lazy? What is this? Do I have to hire a maid? Get out of here, kid. I'm washing the dishes tonight. I'm washing the dishes, stupid dishes. What am I doing? I'm striking the rock. I'm being the man who provides for the house. Helping my wife, aren't I? The Lord says I can't do anything with that.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, founding pastor of New Hope Oahu. Yesterday, Pastor Wayne showed us from the book of James the need to be quick to listen, slow to speak. Today, the conclusion of that message where we find the need to be slow to anger. Here is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, Me and My Big Mouth.
I want to talk about anger. It says the anger of man will never achieve the righteousness of God. Each of us, because of our emotions, will have anger. Things don't go our way. We had a certain plan. We had a certain way that things should go. And when it is destroyed or abated or moved away or something happens, there's an emotional reaction. Now, at that moment, it is incredibly important to decide if you're going to be a thermometer or a thermostat. Let me tell you about these two. A lot of us are thermometers. A thermometer really doesn't control the temperature of the room. It just reflects it. If it's hot, it says it's hot. If it's cold, it's cold. It just echoes the circumstances. Reacts to the circumstances. On the other hand, a thermostat is different. A thermostat just doesn't reflect the temperature of the room. It set the temperature of the room. Why are they so different? Because this is plugged in to a higher source. And when we come to Christ, He changes us from a thermometer to a thermostat. And we can set the temperature of our family, the culture, our future, our children. It's us. But see, a lot of us say, well, I'm just a thermometer. No, you're not. See, this is sort of like a reflection of the circumstances around us. And we get angry. We get happy. We get melancholy. We get sad. Get reactive, defensive. That's because we are, without realizing it, a thermometer. And God says, I have plugged you into a far greater source. And it's time for you to be who I created you to be. And I want you to be a thermostat because you're plugged into my spirit. And you can set the culture of your marriage. Set the culture of your family. Set the culture of your company. Set the culture of your organization. It's you if you choose to be this and stop being this. And that's a decision that every single one of us needs to make sooner or later. And my prayer is that we would make it sooner rather than later. Proverbs 16:32 says this in the New Living Testament. It says, it is better to be patient than powerful. It is better to have self-control than conquer a city. This week, try to be 10% at least more patient. Wait for an explanation. Understand that someone's maturity level may not be yours. What you say is A+ may not be where what they think is A+. They have to grow to that level of excellence. So I've got to start at their starting point. And as a president of the college, as a pastor, how many times, whether it's with staff or students, I have to always remember I've got to start at their starting point, not at mine. Once I start at mine, I'm always discouraged. Once I start at theirs, I begin to understand. And didn't Jesus do the same thing? The Father did not look over the whitened banister of heaven and say, you people get your act together. No, He took off His regal robe and His crown and glory and became as a man and started at our starting point. Do you understand grace? Wow. And then Jesus says, love one another just like I loved you. Got it. And we stop being so angry. Let me say this again. Sorry, man, I'm going to talk to you a couple of times today. If you're going to be a leader, and let me speak to women as well in this way, but if you're going to be a leader in your organization, in your company, in any place, here it is, listen carefully. You can never get angry in public again. Never. Wipe that out. You can go home and cry in your pillow. You can go out and punch a tree. You can yell at the fence. You can scream in the forest. You can kick a tree stump, but you can never get angry in public again. That is a huge fuel and motivator, but it will kill the culture every time because you set the culture. You are not a thermostat. A thermometer, you're a thermostat. And if you're a bad thermostat, you can destroy the culture. God gives you that authority and says, steward this well. Don't just be someone here with a knee-jerk reaction to everything. You set this culture and set it well. And God will give you the power to do that because you're hooked into a higher source. Did you know that when Moses got angry in public, do you remember in the book of Numbers 20? He was actually angry doing the work of God. He was doing it out of anger. People needed water. So God said, Moses, speak to the rock and I'll bring out water. So he's listening to the people grumble. He's saying, I'm sick and tired of your grumbling. Quit grumbling. Yeah, but what? Jim, shut up. You want water? Yes, sir, we want. Here, you want. Whack, whack. Hit the rock twice. There, here, get your water. And the water came gushing forward. And God said, you know, Moses, the people got water, but you're not going to get the promised land. You have just destroyed the promise that I offered to you. I don't break my promise. You do with your words and anger. And you say, well, I'd never do that. Oh, we do that all the time. Yeah. Honey, would you take out the rubbish? I'm watching the football game. Okay, if you don't take out the rubbish, I will. Oh, you want me to take out the rubbish? I'll take out the rubbish. No, honey, no. I'll take it out. It's okay. No, you just stay right there, woman. I'm taking out this rubbish. Come here, rubbish. Come here. Stay right there. Happy now? You took out the rubbish, but you took it out in the promise that could have been. Never will. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Honey, could you help me wash the dishes? You want me to wash the dishes? How many times have I washed the dishes already for you? Are you lazy? What is this? Do I have to hire a maid? Oh, it's okay, dear. You get out here. I'll wash these stupid dishes here. Get out of here, kid. I'm washing the dishes tonight. I'm washing the dishes. Stupid dishes. What am I doing? I'm striking the rock. I'm being the man who provides for the house, helping my wife, aren't I? The Lord says, I can't do anything with that. For the anger of man will never achieve the righteousness of God. I can abort the promises of God because of my words. That's why the Lord says, by your words shall you be justified. By your words will you be condemned. Be quick to hear. What was the other one? I forgot. Slow to speak and. Okay, students, try it again. So what were they again? I couldn't remember. The first was quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. And so we begin to understand, ooh, Lord, I could be just like Moses, huh? Oh, yeah. Because you see, grumbling is a way of venting anger. And when that happens, the devil comes in and deceives. Whenever that happens, see, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10 is a really critical verse. It says this, do not grumble as some did, speaking of the Old Testament. People in Israel just grumbled and grumbled and grumbled. because they were angry at God, angry at each other, angry at the circumstances. So the Lord says, ooh, don't grumble as some did, and were what? They were destroyed by the destroyer. Who's a destroyer? Yeah, John 10:10 says, a thief comes to steal, to kill, and to... So when I start grumbling, I open the door to the devil to come in and deceive us, because the devil's called the father of lies. And when we start to grumble about anything, it opens the door for the devil to throw in deceptive things. Remember this, rat poison is 99% good rat food and 1% arsenic. And a lot of times our grumbling is 99% maybe true as far as your perspective, but it allows room for arsenic and it kills everybody. That's why he says, don't grumble as some did, we're destroyed by the destroyer. We're going to talk about this rubber band in just a second. That'll help us to remember these things, that we are to be, three again? Quick to hear, slow to speak. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God, and do not grumble as some did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. 99% rat food. It's 1% arsenic that'll kill you. It might look something like this. Let's take a look.
Girl, it's been a long time since you've been in.
Yeah.
So, how was your Christmas program at church?
Oh.
Sorry I couldn't make it.
Don't worry. It was so good. But I've been doing some serious thinking lately.
About what?
About changing churches.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I do love my church, but it's just not giving me everything that I want in a church.
I thought you said you loved your church.
I do, okay, but it's not doing it, you know?
I thought you said that they had the best worship team you'd ever heard.
Okay, so we do have the best worship team that I've ever heard.
Oh, okay.
But our kids ministry, can you talk about lame?
Oh.
So bad.
Oh,
it's
no.
So bad.
Okay.
Did you hear that lady behind me?
No.
What I wouldn't give for a great worship team. All my church thinks about is the kids ministry.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to brag, but we do have the best kids ministry in the state.
Really?
Yeah, but our worship team, they could use a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And our women's ministry, it's practically like non-existent.
You don't have one?
Oh, we do.
She should feel blessed. She's complaining about not having a women's ministry. I wish that was my problem. Our church, the women's ministry, they have an event all the time. It's just too much.
Okay.
Way too much.
You know what's really wrong with my church?
What?
We need a really good youth group.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something that I can say. Our youth group is amazing. So good.
Yes. Did you hear that?
Yes. No.
Her church has an amazing youth group.
Oh, and our youth, they're just so on fire for the Lord.
Oh, psst.
Come on.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? You know, probably their hospitality ministry is fantastic, too. Probably.
Oh, and our hospitality ministry is fantastic, too. I love them.
I love you some coffee.
So what did I tell you?
You told me.
But our drama team, okay, they could use a lot of help.
Okay.
So much help.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see, our church is the exact opposite. Mm. Our drama team is great, but our coffee... Let me just put it this way. I stop at Starbucks on the way to church.
That bad?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay, but our church services, way too short.
Oh.
Our church services are so long. That Portuguese pastor of ours, he can talk a lot.
Period.
And we never have enough church events.
We have so many church events. I mean, I'm peopled out, you know?
Yeah.
That lady behind me, she doesn't know how good she's got it. Maybe I should go to her church.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, am I done?
Oh, that's it.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're done. So welcome.
Good to see you.
Thank
okay, you. Not, I'm not going to wait too long.
Yes,
again.
Okay, good. Yeah, don't worry.
Can't forget the 10th.
Oh,
I
appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Grace.
Anna. Oh my gosh,
those nails are beautiful.
Excuse me, you two know each other?
Of course. We go to the same church.
Oh my gosh.
I should have known it was you.
I didn't know that.
That is so good. I didn't know it was you.
Oh my gosh.
It's just prime for deception, isn't it, when we grumble? because each of us are just giving our teeny perspective mixed with our feelings and our flesh, our biases and our opinions, and it comes out all wrong. And so what we want to do is say, okay, enough of that. Now, each of us cannot just go through the week quiet and say, okay, I'm just not going to say anything. Do you know in the book of Psalms chapter 32, it says, how blessed is the one whose sins are forgiven, whose transgressions are covered. And then it says this. So you know what I'm going to do? David said, I'm going to be silent. I'm not going to say anything. Because every time I say something, I get in trouble. So here's his words. But when I was silent about my sin, my body wasted away as with the feverish heat of summer, for thy hand was heavy upon me. And then he said this, but then I confessed my sin. I would not hide my sin anymore. And you forgave me from the guilt of my sin. In other words, the remedy is not to just not say anything. Here's the eraser of words that you shouldn't have said. It's called repentance. Repentance. When? As fast as you can. Yep, sooner the better. It says this in the book of Proverbs 6, if you've trapped yourself by your agreement or you're caught by what you said, quick, get out of it if you possibly can. You have placed yourself at your friend's mercy. Now swallow your pride. Go and beg to have your name cleared. So when do you get your name cleared? As soon as the Holy Spirit convicts your heart. Bam, move. You say, yeah, but it's hard sometimes to be, you know, eat humble pie. Yes, remember this. The best time to eat humble pie is when it's still warm. Sooner the better. And do whatever you need to do. Well, when? Like 5 minutes, 10 minutes? At the latest, before you go to bed. Keep nothing with you when you go to bed. If you have to get up and do an email, a phone call, do it. Do it. Get it off your heart. Let's read what it says in the book of Ephesians 4:26. And it'll tell you that. Go. Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. When does the devil get an opportunity? If you go and let the sun go down on your anger. Now, we are going to, because we're human beings, get upset at things. But don't let it go into sin, infect into sin. Get it dealt with before the sun goes down. So here it is. Are you ready? We're going to pass out some rubber bands. And this is what I'd like you to do. I've been wearing this all week here. And to make sure that I can myself do this. But the rubber band basically goes on your right wrist. Not because you're right-handed or left-handed. It's just because this is the right thing to do. Okay? And I want you to put it on your right hand. And when you say something to yourself like, oh, get it together, Wayne, move it to your left hand. I shouldn't have said that. And then you repent. Lord, no, I'm going to do the best I can. Help me to keep my mind straight and my mind on you. Whatsoever things are true, honorable, right, and just, let my mind dwell on these things. Sorry, Lord. Put it back on your right. Some of you, it's going to switch from your left to your right a few hundred times this week. But it's okay, because next Sunday, I'd like you to come to church with the rubber band on your right hand. If it's on your left hand, you go straight to hell. And but if it's on your right hand, you go to heaven. But no, not really, I'm just joking. But if you say something negative to somebody else, and you go, oh, I shouldn't have said that, put it to your left hand, go make it right. And then put it back on your right hand. If you say something in your head that you know it shouldn't have been said to yourself, because you're just as important as anybody else, you don't demean yourself. I was playing pickleball the other day, and I hit a really bad shot, and I said, oh, Wayne, you are so bad. I said, oh, crud. No, I'm not. That was just a bad shot. I'm going to get better. Okay, that's good. All right. So when you say it to yourself, reminder, it's just a really good reminder. Because if you don't do this, you'll never change. We're people and creatures of habit. If your wife says, how do you like the living room? Would you leave me alone? Okay, right here. Honey, sorry, tell me what you got there. How's beautiful. Oh, man. Oh, that's like Homes and Gardens. Gorgeous, gorgeous. And then you get it back on there. So if you mess up in private, repent in private and get it back on. If you do it in public, repent in public. But let's learn to change some things. Ushers, if you would come down, and I'd like you to, I want everyone to take one now. We're going to check you on the way out. Put it on. Start it with your right hand, on your right hand, right wrist. And I used to make these, you know, like nice bands and put New Hope on it. We didn't have enough money. So I just got rubber bands from the dollar store. And if it really bothers you, go home with a pen and write New Hope on it. That's good. A lot cheaper. But let me finish with this. I did this a couple of years ago at our church in Hawaii. And you know, a week later, I got this letter from a dad. Let me read it to you. It says this, because we want to put a moratorium on grumbling and arguing, complaining. We want to really, like a couple weeks ago, the message was see things up, not down. You're going to hear something, see it up, not down. It's so easy to see everything down. Try to work and see it up, because we want to develop a culture in New Hope that we set the thermostat to such a way that when people come, they sense the presence of God. And that has been set by us. If they hear us grumbling and complaining, it sets the temperature incorrectly and it doesn't develop a culture of growth. A couple of weeks after we had done this, I got a letter and it says this, Dear Pastor Wayne, first, I'm happy to report that my rubber band jumped to my left hand and back to my right hand several times this week. I caught myself complaining about things to my wife, and it had really become a pattern for so many years. Yet I knew it was wrong, but this time I apologized for my words. And when I did, after my wife picked herself up from off the floor, she asked me, what brought that on? Of course, I said, it was me and my big mouth. And then I switched my rubber band from my left hand to my right. Then I received an email from one of my friends that goes to New Hope, and he asked for forgiveness for complaining while we were in a conversation. I didn't think anything of it at the time, but I forgave him and thanked him for his heart. But here's the clincher. Last night, he said, my 14-year-old son comes walking up to me out of the blue. He stood in front of me and said he was sorry for always having a complaining attitude. Now, he would never admit to anything like this, let alone ask for forgiveness. I nearly broke down when I saw his heart. The funny thing is I'd forgotten all about the weekend message and the rubber band. And as I sat there in shock, I watched him go towards his room, and right before he got there, that's when I saw it. Almost in the shadows, I saw him reach over to his left arm, took off the rubber band, and slipped it to his right. That's when I lost it, and I thanked God for the Holy Ghost and rubber bands. Let God make us a thermostat rather than a thermometer. And let this simple little thing of a rubber band remind us of that, that we can set the culture of our family, of our friends, the group that we're in, church, us. We can do it. Our marriages will change. Everything changes. For by your words will we be justified, and by our words will be condemned. Let's be the people of the Word of God and say what He says. For even Jesus said, whatever my Father says, I will say. That's what made Him the Savior and the Redeemer of mankind. Let's be the same. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together.
You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Me and My Big Mouth by Dr. Wayne Cordero, founding pastor of New Hope Oahu. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Wayne Cordero. There's a church, New Hope West, right on our beautiful Bible College campus in Eugene, Oregon. It's time for the Word of God to live in each of us in a way that'll change our lives and the worlds in which we live. So join us at New Hope West on our Bible College campus, 2155 Bailey Hill Road in Eugene, Oregon. We'll see you there.
Until next time, for Pastor Wayne and all the Ohana at New Hope, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's richest blessings and aloha.